wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Me, this is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynne Parker, and this is a live show, February 5th, 2012. Welcome, listeners, particularly the new listeners, and I want to give you absolutely the biggest salute for taking the time to listen to Parker Pathways and follow some paths that we're laying down for you financially, legally, and medically, and to make it better for your pocketbook and your survival and your health care. And I just wanted to mention that, of course, today is the Super Bowl Sunday, so they have the New York Giants against the Patriots, and people's minds are on that. And along the past few hours, in terms of things, we have Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee, who is taking a page out of Obama's page, where they do things in the middle of the night. And in England and in Wales is the new rules for assisted suicide. And the new rules for assisted suicide follow the concept of the new law of compassion to have assisted suicide based upon the Competitive Effectiveness Council that's in the Health and Human Services of the United States, which was copied from England. The idea of the tribunals, which is part of the United Nations position, of having local neighborhood tribunals to determine who lives and dies in the local neighborhood, be set up to analyze individual cases before a person commits suicide, so the family members can and close friends can know where they stand legally before they take any action to assist in the suicide. In other words, this is this idea that you're surrounded by close friends who determine your life and death. We're going to talk a lot about this as in future shows, but here we have the legality of the electronic medical record on a global scale controlled by the United Nations as to who lives and dies. Happy Jubilee, England. See you next segment. 800-313-9443.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. a beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed, Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
And in tune with you, the United States' position where states are being given the right for different types of cremation of the body, which is out of the book Soylent Green, the alkaline cremation, the process of using potassium hydroxide to dissolve the body, and then just pour it down the drain. It goes down the drain into the water supply. And a lot of states have now passed these laws and changed them in terms of terminology, which is called aqua cremation. And aqua, of course, is the Spanish word for water. The idea that I originally came up with, toilet to table to tap initiative, that was 4 to 5 years ago, asking for the national movement to have a toilet to table to tap initiative, that we be able to have the process by which to have the input for saying what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. And that's what I called it then, medical protocols. I stand by it, and what I meant by medical protocols were what I saw 5 years ago and talked about for 3 years on archives, exposed the complete Agenda 21, the process of the taking over of the human body, and in terms of how one is to treat, regulate, and commensurate with real-world issues in terms of treatment and how it's being judged and controlled by the global process, which I have to give it to Iran, at least in the past 3 days, they have called it, they're calling for the one world order and defined it in terms of what we've been talking about, in terms of what the governments are doing. In fact, Iran is really being a whistleblower on the rest of the world, exposing United Nations Agenda 21. And the whole thing on the 8th of this month, the European Banking Authority will meet to assess the bank plans to meet these new capital requirements in Europe, which are affecting our input of $13 trillion, which they want to tell the public about in this country. And that all ties in with the process of the control of the human condition. Now, the Auckland cremation will be part on part of that agenda, and will be placed on the agenda in such a way where aqua cremation, which is taken out of the book Soylent Green, and the process of using new forms of human food. Eating, you know, is also integrated into the executive order amendment, which was based in the United States by Obama, and about the slaughtering of horses can now occur because it's more humane to slaughter them locally. And, of course, the idea is to meet the European demand for horse meat and assuage the financiers at Davos who discussed it openly. So the now I have oil people that are upset with me. Now I have natural gas people that are upset with me because I've exposed a 45-year-old practice of contaminating the aquifer supply of the earth with the chemicals used in fracking. And, of course, the engineers, great proud, hit their coffee can 700 feet away on a horizontal drill as an acclaim to their success in engineering. And now I have the process of the lobbyists who don't want me to discuss the whole aspect of the electronic medical record because the corporations – I want to go against the fact of who the rules that a person can see their health record, but the health information system is stored in the computer networks, and these laptops and memory cards and X-ray records and the rest of it is it can be assessed with a click of a mouse. So the whole process is that the companies are saying that they don't want a patient or anyone else to know how many people looked at their records. In other words, the idea here is the companies want to control that. So these are coalition members of the Caremark and the WellPoint Inc. and the parent companies is Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and the other people who are developing ideas to have medical record privacy. And in the purview of the corporations, so you can see that the whole process that that the Health Information Technology and Economic and Clinical Healthcare Act, which is part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, if you recognize that as Obamacare, have made standards applicable to these contractors who order healthcare providers to have the electronic healthcare record. Now, the whole process, no matter what anyone says, and in terms of, for instance, we have a Republican candidate, Romney, who says, well, if I'm president, I'll give waivers to the states on Obamacare and process. Well, that's what Obama's doing now. And then we have another candidate who is insisting that the process of this should be repealed, which it should be, and it's unconstitutional, which I believe it is. And, in fact, I have five arguments based upon the concept of using water law, which I and interstate commerce on the Commerce Clause and distorting that on interstate transfer of water and using the New Mexico cases and also the processes of the Nevada cases, the Kansas cases and Nebraska cases, in terms of having that be superseded and circumvented, it's called, into the healthcare system. In other words, forcing people to buy a product so that the government can regulate it. Well, this is the same thing the healthcare companies are doing. They want to lobby against the medical records rule in determination of the fact of who can reach that information. In other words, and then also, it's not just the United States or your friendly person, or you're going to be that nice lady with a little child sitting next to her in a TV ad, which is running in Denmark, England, Ireland, Spain, Germany, and now has reached America, where it shows, you know, how mothers really care about their daughters, and they're looking at their medical record and all that. But behind the shadow of that, the people that are also controlling that are the organ transplant people, the communist people who are developing what's called the communist organ transplant system, which they've had for years, and the other countries and people, real people, who are stealing millions of medical records for unscrupulous uses. So the whole thing, this will come up in the European Banking Authority connected to because it's money. You right now, remember what I mentioned to you, your value as a human being has now reached close to $2 million. It's like if you had this is based upon the Obamacare system, the reference man, your carbon footprint, how much nitrogen you put in the system. And if you're putting nitrogen in the system, then why is the government putting poisons, literally trihalomethanes, disinfectant byproduct, after effect of the methylamines and the process of ammonia into the water in terms of the guise of suppressing the growth of cryptosporidium Giardia lambia, which is as a result of infrastructure pipe destruction and the other problems of the metals that are involved and are added, placed in, the percolates, the diamines, the percoldiamine, triethylenes, and then you add that to the aquifer, which was contaminated some time ago, in terms of activities on the earth. Imagine the hypocrisy of being able to say that humans are contributing to climate changes as a result of the amines, adrenaline, nitrates, nitroamines, and the nitroperchlorates, in terms of the government's own position is to add the nitrogen into the water. And then you add this to the sterilants placed in the water for the depreciation of the human population. So now, again, and of course, that's not a hidden agenda anymore. That's right on the table. That'll be on the banking, the European Banking Authority's agenda as well on Wednesday, because it's money. It's a question of how many people die, how many people live, what the food supply is going to be, and how this revolves into the reference man mathematics, which was developed in France. So the idea of how much you contribute to the earth based upon your food value, based on what you place into the food chain, and plus what your contribution to society is going to be. So this ties in with the assisted suicide proclamations, which have gone in under the Jubilee date in the midnight time, in terms of that's when they really did it. And that's only a few hours ago. So the whole thing comes down to the fact it's showtime. Who lives and dies? How does it progress? And what does survival really mean? We'll come back at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Just wanted to mention that the question comes up, for instance, that you have a trade balance that is going to be declared for the economic surveys. They're predicting that the figure they're giving is a $48.4 billion gap of a U.S. trade balance. And this is one of the largest that has been estimated. And, of course, the production from India production will come out on the same day, on Thursday, on the U.S. when the U.S. trade balance is announced. And you attach this to why would this discussion occur in Venezuela, where President Chavez will be running in the October general election in that country. And why are banners in the African Cup of the nation's final coming in at the end of the week, and with renunciations of the United States? It's a very interesting socialist move, and something that needs to be paid attention to. I'll talk about it when I have time for other things that need to be covered today. I want to bring up the fact of the movement that's being challenged in the process of the Supreme Court is that if the United Nations and the rest of the country say, well, humans have contributed the nitrogen base, which is called, by the way, a reactive nitrogen. So the process is, and this is causing the global warming, then the question arises legally if the global warming is an actionable tort. And some plaintiffs have been given standing to sue, and they're being involved in actionable torts for global warming. But the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, have decided that the issue of whether global warming will become a mass tort is being brought up in various courtrooms around the world. And the United Nations position on this is to follow what the Obama czars have in mind about, I think, the science and technology czar. Dr. John Holden, of course, has always advocated animal courts. And that will come up on congressional floors as we move along for the rest of this year. But the United Nations wishes to have the process of a separate administrative court, which for global warming as a tort court, to develop all these political questions of which they want control over the courts. And the case that's being discussed is called Comer versus Murphy Oil. And this is a rehearing en banc, in other words, the full court in the Federal Circuit. This is the Fifth Circuit court. And this was a case where they had a punitive class of plaintiffs, and they owned property along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and they sued various oil and energy companies for compensation for alleging that the oil companies emitted greenhouse gases and they contributed to global warming by causing a rise in chemicals in the air and the water temperatures, particularly the water temperatures, and this led to a higher sea level and adding force to Hurricane Katrina. So on appeal, the three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of the Fifth Circuit reversed, in part, that the plaintiffs had standing so to pursue their nuisance and trespass and negligence claims. But the Supreme Court has decided that Massachusetts versus Environmental Protection Agency, from the Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, actually limits these jurisdictions in the federal courts, and so to cases which and controversies which are interpreted to require the plaintiff to actually demonstrate something that, like suffering an injury, or you have to fairly trace the defendant's action, that the alleged injury is likely to be redressed, you know, by what they call a favorable decision, if you when you unscramble it. So the situation now is based on the federal common law nuisance claim on two grounds, which the United Nations wishes to take over in terms of the judicial review. This is where the Supreme Court brings in international law into the United States Constitution. And, of course, this will be in Baker versus Carr and the Covito case, and all these cases that are agreed to rehear Comer if they can and abide by the United Nations. You think about that, the Constitution being warped in that way. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
The idea of of having a process by which you determine the control of people is to just take a look at a simple matter. Where Obama has proposed a homeowner's bill of rights to have a, for instance, a simplified mortgage system from requiring lenders to report new data relationships to race. In other words, the idea of the homeowner's bill of rights has in it the creation of a diversity czar, and whose position to be involved in the federal financial agencies, including the federal banks and 12 regional banks, and the purpose of this will be promote clearly black against white. I mean, that's what it amounts to, and the provision of process by which the Dodd-Frank bill in the financial sector has a provision in it. This is another one where Nancy Pelosi says, "We'll know what is in it after it passes." But this is one where it's tied in to the Homeowner's Bill of Rights, where if you're a manufacturer, to prove that metals, they have to prove that the metals in their product as manufactured are not mined by rebels in the Congo or in neighboring African countries. So this means that cell phones, computers, computer electronics, for instance, may have what's called conflicting minerals. And of course, this will tie up manufacturers' promulgation of their regulations in such a way to tie into the Security Exchange Commission to really apply themselves to this Dodd-Frank rule. It can cost $16 billion a year on the rough, which means that Target, Best Buy, Walmart, or even Lowe's or other retailers, they're going to have the problems of having to determine if they have conflicting minerals. Well, the same wording is involved on the connection with the diversity czar. In other words, you have a good example of this as a story about a talk show host that's black who told a white guest, you know, don't rub your whiteness on him. But the thing is that the whole process of the utter control, which will be layered under the Equal Employment Opportunity bureaucracy, will be the controlling factor in terms of the diversity czar's power to deburn and place this in what is called, again, the reference man or the process of this contribution to society, which add up to the various points. See? So the whole idea here is that let's say that you are just observing the concept of being an American Indian. Let's say that you're a Navajo. You're part of the Navajo Nation. And during the Second World War, you had the government mining uranium on your reservation. So you allowed, the Navajo Nation allowed, actually, 5 uranium mills to be built. And these were enabling all these productions of weapons-grade enriched uranium. So you have radiological contamination from these mill waste for all these years, and have reached areas close to 27,000 square miles that actually spread over Arizona and New Mexico and Utah and Four Corners area of the Southwest, one of my favorite areas of the world. But it has uranium contamination in the water. And the drinking water sources elevated with these radiations have been getting higher because that's the way radiation works. And so these effects of you got lung cancer from the inhalation of the radioactive particles, and you've got bone cancer and kidney disease, reproductive organ cancers. And, of course, the teenage Navajo girls have an average of close to 17 times higher than the average of teenage girls in the United States. Of reproductive organ cancer. So, and then, of course, the groundwater analysis of Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and the Four Corners is what's called a discharge pile. In other words, the Department of Energy has selected that the implementation of the groundwater management within the aquifers of these states actually be subject to any type of shutdown. That can happen. Now, I'm not talking about this just because there happens to be a process that is going on, and I may have interest there to try to develop that. But I'm not going to be having myself or people connected with me If I had a wife and children, I wouldn't have them drink the water or even be there. So not to affect the economy of those states when I make that comment, that's not it. But I was utterly amazed that the government finally adopted a term which I helped invent, which is called bioaccumulation. And the fact is that when you have these trihalomethanes and disinfectant byproducts in process of the uranium and other additives, they can have an increased health threat because it's bioaccumulation within the each organ has its own biochemistry. They're not, liver's supposed to detoxify, but there are other things that happen within the immune system with the CD4 and CH cells and T3 and T4 cells that are white cells that affect the immune system in a different way with the radioactivity. So the contamination of these structures, and because they're using the process of bioaccumulation, is not that I'm happy about the fact that, it's nice that they're using the term. It's been accepted as now a term to be used in forensic science and on expert witness systems. Where do you think the aquifers go, listeners? Do you think that they just sit out there in limbo and don't affect the Ventala aquifer system, one of the largest in the world? You don't think that we just go around and frack, increase the whole process, and have all of these great jobs that everybody talks about in the Dakotas? 6,000 new wells are going to be developed soon. 6,000. I think it's the process. I think that is an accurate figure. So yeah, that's in North Dakota. Everybody's real happy about that. They have areas which are called man camps. And they're going to be, it's 5 years, 6,000, another fracking well. Well, where do you think, because it takes approximately 5 million gallons of water for each fracking. Just doing fracking alone. We're not even talking about recycle water. The concept of recycling the water and having you drink it. We're not even discussing the process of the cancerous upticks that are involved. I've talked about the human research, done on osteomyelitis in the process of development of the what's called the heart ischemia, which is a form of swelling of the heart as a result of various contaminants. So you have a system whereby we're all talking about the idea of the healthcare law or the healthcare issues or the process of how people understand it, and we have to do the idea where we've got to repeal healthcare law, which is true. But what about all of the buildings being built, the people being hired, and the process of the what are called the development of who owns the water, who owns the air, who owns the body? See, so the thing is, you have the idea of what's called cross-state air pollution, which is part of this nitrogen base, which is reactive nitrogen, is being placed in the air, and the EPA has in the past 2 weeks has issued the interstate transport of certain air emissions in the eastern United States, and this is an implementation of what is establishing various grounds of contaminations, which they have as bought and sold types of cap and trades, but says the idea you see is a who owns the air, and under the who owns the border state of which the air is traveling. Okay? So you have this interstate allowance trading provision of the cross-strait, the rule, which is established in such a way and has been brought in cases of North Carolina versus EPA. They say they own their air. Arkansas has had another case saying that they own their clouds. Remember I did a show on that and the idea, who owns the clouds? And now the United Nations says, well, they own this. They own this. So this is going to come on Tuesday in the United Nations Council. And the idea of challenging the rule is considered close to a character assassination, close to how that black talk show host said to the white guest, don't rub your whiteness on me. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact that you tie this in with the process of which the United Nations Agenda 21 people are saying that reactive nitrogen is affecting the fact that it will increase the sea levels. It's estimated that by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that during the 20th century, that according to their figures, that sea levels have risen 5 to 9 inches throughout the world. So if even though the cumulative effect can be considerable from something like that, there's just an estimate that 10% of the world population lives in a low-lying area. So it's estimated that if the sea level rises in terms of 16 inches by the middle of this century, or 55 inches by the century's end, which is one of the estimates, then this means that there will be 180,000 acres on each shoreline that'll be underwater. So by 2100, see, you have, we're doing this on a napkin, see, because this is how they make their estimates. They make theirs on a napkin too, they don't tell you that. You could have an estimated 70 million people displaced. Habitat protection in undeveloped areas would no longer exist. Let's see, their note is actually not in the English language, so that way you have trouble reading it. But the whole thing is going to be the process again of going to the Supreme Court as to who owns the water, the ocean, you see? So this will go, and they're going to use the Fineman versus State cases. This is the Texas appellate case. And Texas has actually prevented people from repairing any storm-damaged homes because their houses were seaward of a shore vegetation line. So, and of course you have Arrington versus Maddox, which is another Texas appellate case, and this is the South Carolina actually legislated the rolling easement approach. In other words, the idea if the water comes onto the land, why then the government owns zero land. that's one of those wake up everybody's. So if you add that to the idea of the present economic and political discussion of the United States, you can understand why there are people out here that even though Iran is discussing that they're going to have new war games developed and the process of the basis of displacement of various populations and countries. You have, in terms of the Obama administration's health care law, which discusses population displacements, and one of them happens to be the providing of contraception in violation of religious freedom. And the Catholics are very upset about this. And I understand there's some people that have been throwing condoms at bishops. But you see, they had a chance to read this. I think we covered this a year and a half ago on two archives, which you can peruse, and the title will be there, in terms of how the control of population using religion as the basis structure. There are four sections of the healthcare law that are there for you to peruse. So the idea that Catholic hospitals and other religious institutions will have 1 year to comply with the requirement that health plans provide contraceptive benefits at no cost to their members. And, of course, the Catholic bishops, the American Catholic bishops, said they won't comply. And, of course, we'll have the full-scale battle again on pro-life issues. But it's a bigger one. It's pro-life issues, but it determines who lives and dies. It's right there in black and white in Obamacare. We'll see you at the next hour of Parker Pathways, 800-313-9443.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Pathways. Dr. Gwen Parker, call the number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. There was a study that was done by the Congressional Budget Office and the various forms of people who take polls that are in the government, and they were talking about people that are high intensity and people who are low intensity that vote on things. And so high intensity people, they lack confidence in the president, and people of low intensity believe excuse me, that Obama deserves a re-election. And most of the there were 3,000 people in the study, and divided out Republican, Democrats, and Independents, and they had the idea that high intensity Americans they actually blame Obama for what they see as a lack of sufficient improvement in the economy is one of the questions. And 61 to 35% believe somehow that somebody new deserves a chance to become president. Now the low intensity people think Obama deserves a re-election by 62% to a 28% margin. So that health care change, 64% in the high-intensity group against the 41% of the low-intensity group. Now, if you break out the low-intensity group, a lot of the, according to the surveys out, it's based on that commercial, or it wasn't a commercial, it was actually a live interview by a station in the East, Detroit. I'm not sure if it was Detroit or if it was in Wisconsin. I'm just not sure, but I think it was in Detroit, where they were interviewing a black woman, and it turns out, and she says she wants some of the Obama money. And he said, well, what about the president, new president, come in? And so he's the one that gives money. And it's Obama money and the whole thing. So the whole survey is now dedicated after, you know, close to 3 years on Obama money. So the illegal immigration is very important by 45% to high-intensity people, and 27% of the low-intensity people. But that same group asking, answering sub-questions, where the term Obama money is used, all of these percentages increase in the low intensity group. So, in other words, if you decipher out that most people, by the way, 44% of the 3,000 people didn't get it that the president is responsible for Supreme Court appointments, which are really the key point of terms of policy, of which you determine. People can talk about jobs all day long, but if you don't have skills, and companies are increasing their skill tracks for education to try to improve skills, but if you have policies within the Supreme Court which are influenced now by international law, and you have Obama, who made the statement not any more than 12 hours ago that there won't be any tax benefits for any corporations who take jobs overseas, which is the problem of going against in the process of the Supreme Court rulings. We'll see you in the next hour. Parker Pathways.